Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. Hey girl, welcome back to the show. We're continuing our Habit Loop Bootcamp series today. This is 2 of 7 of this series. And why are we talking about habit loops so much? Because they are the goat. They are the key to reaching your health and fitness goals. It's the easiest and the most effective way to take action, especially when it comes to your food freedom habits. The challenge I hear from you all is that diet culture has taught us that we are either good or bad based on what we eat. Certain foods are good or bad. We're meant to restrict foods. We tend to emotionally eat, and we're busy and overwhelmed, and we do not have time for long, like hashtag meal prep Sundays, right? You're right. We don't. We need some healthy habit loops in place to ensure we're fueling ourselves, prioritizing protein, meal prepping in a way that isn't overwhelming, and finding your own version of food freedom, something that works for you without feeling like you're dieting and not having fun, right? It has to be sustainable, right? It cannot be from that diet culture BS, girlfriend. It just cannot. That's why it's not sticking for you. We have to have habit loops first, changing our mindset around dieting and food. And I hope today these 10 habit loop inspirations I'm giving you, know that it's from that Atomic Habits for Women philosophy, where you can really take charge of your health via your food habits, but do it in a way where it's fun, it's sustainable, and you're fueling your body and your mind and soul. So let's talk about it. 10 habit loops around food freedom. So number one, a morning protein boost, right? The habit is to start each day with a protein-rich breakfast. So the cue could be time to make breakfast, the routine, or maybe it's at the end of the day, right? You're making dinner, you clean up. The cue is make a protein-rich like Greek yogurt, chia seeds situation, some nuts. Lay everything out the night before. That way you start the day with a protein-rich breakfast. Reward on the other side is you're good to go. You have your protein. You feel satiated. Number two, smart snack choices, right? The habit hack can be pack protein-rich snacks for on the go. So the cue could be keep pre-portioned packs of nuts, protein bars, boiled eggs in the car for quick snacks between errands. So the cue could be anytime you get in your car. Routine is pack snacks. The reward is you have protein-rich snacks. Simple. Number three, prep protein for lunch. The habit is to dedicate time for easy meal prep with protein options. So you could cook a batch of grilled chicken, hard-boiled eggs, baked tofu on the weekends, and a simple salads meals throughout the week. Right? So maybe it's every Sunday after when I make dinner, the routine is pop in an extra thing of protein. The reward is you got protein throughout the week. Number four, balanced meal prepping. So you want to plan balanced meals that include like proteins, vegetables, and healthy fats. Okay? So you can set aside time each week to plan your meals considering protein sources like fish, lean meats, legumes, tofu, whatever floats your boat. We teach a Sunday reset inside of my signature program to do like a grocery prep every week that literally takes like 15 minutes and then go pick up your groceries instead of actually grocery shopping. Number five, mindful eating practices. Oh, this one is important because emotional eating is a big challenge of ours. It's one for me, right? Practice mindful eating to evaluate those emotional triggers. So the cue could be anytime you sit down to eat, the routine is pause before eating to really assess your hunger cues and your emotional triggers. You can also take this a step further and keep a journal to track emotions associated with your eating habits. Number six, protein-packed dinners, right? Incorporate protein-rich options into your meals. So prepare versatile protein throughout the week, kind of like we already mentioned. But sometimes we get into something stagnant over the week. We were just talking about this in our bi-monthly group coaching call for the accelerator. So I was like, I think she called it base meals throughout the week, like doing like ingredient meals is what I call it. But she was getting tired of it. So vary the protein. Grilled salmon, turkey meatballs, lentil stew. There could be a lot of different things you could prepare with that to have protein-packed dinners or lunches where it's not getting boring. Number seven, I think something we forget about a little bit is hydration. So stay hydrated throughout the day. Carry some type of cute water bottle. Every time an hour hits, maybe you set an alarm on your phone, drink your water. The routine is you drink your water. The reward is you stay hydrated. Sometimes we feel hangry and we're really just like thirsty sometimes, right? And maybe throughout that reward cycle, which we go deeper in my program about, is you buy yourself a new water bottle after doing it for a week, right? Get yourself a cute Stanley or whatever we're using now. Number eight, flexible meal choices. So be flexible. So experiment with different protein sources and different seasonings, but also do not restrict yourself is what I'm saying. So when we're being flexible, maybe you have a plan in place and we have a backup plan in place. We have a whole section on this inside of our course where we talk about what's my capacity. Can I have something a little bit more flexible today as far as my meal? So the cue is I don't have time to make dinner. The cue is I just don't have time to make dinner. Go, whoop, I don't have that. The new routine is I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A and get like a healthier option and like pale the kale salad with it instead of fries. The reward on the other side is you were able to still stay in control of your healthy habits and not feel guilt for going through the drive-thru. Number nine, more smart snacking options. Combat emotional eating with healthy snack alternatives. So You're either salty or sugary when it comes to emotional eating, right? So I think you need to keep a variety of nutritious snacks on hand, right? A lot of times if we're like, if I have cookies, if I got Oreos, especially like chocolate chip cookies or those Milano cookies, I will eat those all day long. But maybe you just need something like really crunchy, like vegetable sticks with hummus or berries with yogurt if you want something sweet. So keeping smart snacks on hand, like healthier snacks, will really help you combat emotional eating as well. And then lastly, number 10 is just reflect and adjust. You know, at the end of each week or end of the day, you can keep a food log journal or just really reflect at the end of your day on your journal. If you journal at night, to when you sit down to do your journal writing, the routine is do your journal writing, but also reflect on your food choices for the day. And the reward on the other side is you feel more in control. You're able to review your progress and really adjust your habits according to maintaining like a balanced and more sustainable approach to your food freedom, right? So I hope this gives you a few ideas. You didn't notice I said, okay, a cue on Sunday is to do a 3-hour meal prep. Like, no, if you're able to do that, great. I've done that in the past, but it wasn't sustainable and all the dishes just drive me crazy as well. So let me know if this is helpful. We're going to continue with our Habit Loop Bootcamp series later on next week, where we'll be sharing a little bit more behind the scenes of creating some actual customized habit loops, where I'm doing some more schedule audits for clients. You don't want to miss it. I'll catch you in boot camp later next week. Hey girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen. It's linked in the show notes to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.